5. You hear a brother and sister talking about a party they organised.
That went well, didn't it?
I think it did, actually. It's a good thing not everyone turned up, or we'd have run out of food even sooner than we did.
Something to bear in mind next time. If there ever is a next time, of course.
I don't see why not. I know it wasn't exactly a triumph in terms of organisation, but everybody seemed to enjoy themselves, and that's what matters, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a pity it had to end, really.
Oh, I'm glad we can relax a bit now. I mean, you can't really enjoy your own parties, can you?
Well, I just did. That went well, didn't it?
I think it did, actually. It's a good thing not everyone turned up, or we'd have run out of food even sooner than we did.
Something to bear in mind next time. If there ever is a next time, of course.
I don't see why not. I know it wasn't exactly a triumph in terms of organisation, but everybody seemed to enjoy themselves, and that's what matters, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a pity it had to end, really.
Oh, I'm glad we can relax a bit now. I mean, you can't really enjoy your own parties, can you?
Well, I just did.
6. You hear a teacher talking to some students on a geography trip.
Now, I can see some of you are ready to write all this down, which is great, but there's really no need, because I'll give you all a handout when we get back to school. What I want you to do is concentrate, and above all, be careful, because it's very windy out there today. We're going to have a look at the rock formations I showed you pictures of yesterday. To get there, we have to go through the woods rather than use the cliff path, because that's being repaired at the moment. I'll tell you a bit more about what we're going to see before we set off. Now, I can see some of you are ready to write all this down, which is great, but there's really no need, because I'll give you all a handout when we get back to school. What I want you to do is concentrate, and above all, be careful, because it's very windy out there today. We're going to have a look at the rock formations I showed you pictures of yesterday. To get there, we have to go through the woods rather than use the cliff path, because that's being repaired at the moment. I'll tell you a bit more about what we're going to see before we set off.
7. You hear a teenage tennis player talking about her new coach.
I like my new coach. He hasn't just come in and asked me to do everything differently, like some of them do. In fact, he's encouraged me to carry on much as I have been. I do sometimes wonder if he realizes how tough it is for me to train so many hours a day as well as keep up with my schoolwork. All he ever talks about is tennis. I know it's his job, but he should sometimes see things a bit more from my point of view. Since he's been coaching me, though, I've begun to feel I can actually win matches, you know? And that's amazing. I like my new coach. He hasn't just come in and asked me to do everything differently, like some of them do. In fact, he's encouraged me to carry on much as I have been. I do sometimes wonder if he realizes how tough it is for me to train so many hours a day as well as keep up with my schoolwork. All he ever talks about is tennis. I know it's his job, but he should sometimes see things a bit more from my point of view. Since he's been coaching me, though, I've begun to feel I can actually win matches, you know? And that's amazing.
8. You hear a brother and sister talking about a long car journey they are going to go on.
I'm really looking forward to our holiday this year.
Are you ready for the drive tomorrow?
Well, I've got a football magazine to read, and you know I like looking at the scenery too. What about you?
I think I'll sleep most of the way. I'm really tired at the moment.
It's good Mum and Dad want to leave before breakfast. Then we'll get there in time for dinner. You know how they can take ages to get ready. I'm glad we're taking the quiet coast road anyway. Remember the bus we took last year and how it never left the motorway, which was totally boring.
Yeah, it was.
I'm really looking forward to our holiday this year.
Are you ready for the drive tomorrow?
Well, I've got a football magazine to read, and you know I like looking at the scenery too. What about you?
I think I'll sleep most of the way. I'm really tired at the moment.
It's good Mum and Dad want to leave before breakfast. Then we'll get there in time for dinner. You know how they can take ages to get ready. I'm glad we're taking the quiet coast road anyway. Remember the bus we took last year and how it never left the motorway, which was totally boring.
Yeah, it was.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.